good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, April the 8th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We've got a lot to do today. Professional baseball, college baseball, some college basketball talk, a little college football talk, some Masters talk today. It's going to be an awesome show. Dr. Steve Martin will join us at 7:25, our Arthritic Sports Medicine segment. I'm going to ask you about facial fractures. I don't like talking about facial fractures, but I kind of cringe when I think about getting hit in the face with a baseball, which I've done a couple times. So we'll ask him about that coming up with Tristan McClatty's injury and the general thoughts about facial fractures, surgical and non-surgical stuff there. We'll talk University of Georgia sports with Dane Young, 8:05. We'll talk the Masters tournament with Andrew Oliphant, director of instruction down at Katichi at 8:25, and the producer that will lead us back in as we both are in studio, which might be a surprise. I think I scared Ashby this morning. It's Ashby Mixon. Good morning.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Great. So you thought I was not going to be here.
Oh, yeah. I was ready. I had a whole Google Doc set up for myself of differences. Man, we were prepared. Shout out Sam Jones.
Yeah. I like it. Sorry, Sam had to get the 5:45 call this morning.
He did. We sent my first emergency call to Sam Jones this morning, dealing with some technical difficulties. But we're here. We're both in the studio. It's going to be a great show.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I was out for the last 2 days on spring break, but still working. And I have that luxury. A lot of people give you credit saying, oh, man, you work even in spring break. I said, no, well, I'm off at 9. Don't think I'm doing some sort of great deal there. I'm off at 9 o'clock, which is pretty cool there. So speaking of that, you had a trip Easter Sunday, Easter weekend.
Yes.
Back home. How'd it go?
Oh, my gosh. It was so awesome.
Awesome.
It was so much fun. Yeah. I got to revert to, like, my high school self in the best way of not doing my own laundry, having all my meals made. Man, it was awesome.
Nothing like that homemade cooking, homemade that old bed and getting back there. And then did your dad make it back in before you left or not?
No, I left a few hours before he got home, so I just missed him.
All right. Have you talked to him?
Yes.
All right. Tell me about, because he went to the Final Four.
He did.
All right. What did he say? Any kind of impressions from Indianapolis in the Final Four? Really cool. Really good weekend for college basketball.
He said he had an amazing time.
He goes Saturday and Monday?
Oh, yeah. He was pulling for Michigan and thought they had it in the bag. He completely destroyed our family bracket. So he was the winner all around this weekend.
Very cool. Good. I want to hear from him. We'll get him on the air because I want to hear about Indianapolis. I want to hear about Final Fours and how that compares to other sports. And so you'll set that up when we get him on the air. Besides that, good trip. Do you have a family dog?
We do have a family dog.
All right. The dog. You hadn't seen the dog, too.
I hadn't seen the dog since Christmas.
All right. You got mom, you got dad, you got brother, and I know everybody's great to see you. How'd the dog do? Like, the dog just go crazy when it sees you? Are you a dog favorite? Or is it your dog person? How'd that go?
The dog did wet the floor.
It wouldn't that be nice if all your friends were that excited to see you, though? Not wet the floor excited.
But I was like just say, excited. I think I'm okay if they don't do that part of it. But you know what? At least that I know it's genuine and honest.
Yeah,
he was excited
true.
To see me.
That's very true. Very true.
I need to hear all about your trip, too, as well.
Well, let me tell you quickly. And I don't know when it was the last couple of days. So I leave Saturday night. We do Easter Sunday at my in-laws. And it was great. And then on... Let's see where I'm saying this. On Monday, we go... Is it Monday or Sunday we did that? No, yeah, Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday, my sister lives about 20 minutes away.
Okay.
And so... And she lives on a farm. Her husband has a vegetable farm, and they live on a few thousand acres.
Oh, my
which
gosh.
Is pretty cool. But they've got 9 ponds. And so my son is into fishing now. And so we go... And I'll send you the pictures, man. He catches a big bass. He catches big brims
yes.
and everything. And that's great. But as he reeled him in, this is awesome. And it was my father-in-law and my son-in-law. And then on Monday, it's just me and him. So we go for 3 more hours. We got to go back. And he hooked a monster bass, but it broke
Yay.
The line. We didn't get him on the shore. He broke the line. But it caught him a great big brim. And so we cleaned it, so he'll eat that here this week sometime. And then yesterday, the family went to the zoo.
Oh, which my is, goodness.
There's only one good thing about Columbia, South Carolina, and it's the zoo. It's outstanding.
Okay, what was the coolest, what was the family favorite animal?
I think the sea lions and seals, not sea lions, seals were one.
They have seals there?
Oh, yeah. And they're so cool, they float on their backs and just go, 1,000 miles around. The gorillas.
Sure.
Or you know, big hit there. I mean, anytime you see a, they don't have elephants anymore. I don't know what happened there. But they got these, you know, giraffes and the baby giraffes and the rhinos. Just the massive animals are the best ones.
That's amazing.
The tiger, beautiful tiger. Lions, took a couple of lions in there, male lions. Yeah. So, but and they love that. And then the playground stuff they have. And one thing that gets me is, like, I gave my mother-in-law for her birthday a membership to the zoo, because she could take her grandkids for
free.
Great
gift.
And you get, you know, guest passes and all that. But then you get in there, and you got to pay to ride a little train. And you got to pay, like, all these little add-on things. I'm like, man, don't do that. Give me an all-inclusive.
And then somebody wants a stuffed tiger at the end.
Yeah.
You got to walk through the gift shop.
Yeah. With Isla, you still got to time a nap. And,
yes.
And she's potty trained now, but she doesn't take too late to get in the car and all that kind of stuff. So it's still a challenge. And fitting everybody in one car and all, that's all a challenge.
But that's so much fun.
Oh, it's so much fun. I had a great time. And I'm like a little kid, so it was my mother-in-law, my wife, and then they had three kids with them, my two kids and me, just running around there and saying, oh, look, a gorilla. Y'all come look, it's a gorilla. You know, that kind of stuff. So that was good. It's fun, though, fun. And then I came back last night. I've got a couple of meetings today and then a meeting tomorrow, so I had to get back in town. They got to play golf today, too. You got to do that. What are we going to do in segment two?
We are going to talk about the history of One Shining Moment, the
Let's
song.
Do it. Let's do it. I'd love to. Have you seen the fight yet? Braves, Angels, late night. And you know, like normally MMA starts late night, like the best fights. I don't know why we do this. Boxing matches the same way. Boxing matches in the prime of everything, boxing matches would be 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night. They start. I'm like, what? It's crazy. Okay. Let's go. It was late night last night out in Anaheim that we had the Jorge Soler and Ronaldo Lopez bench clearing brawl.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I need to see this.
All right, the Braves won the game 7-2. But they had their bench clearing brawl from former Brave Jorge Soler and current Brave Ronaldo Lopez. And the Braves were up 4-2 at the time, and there was a pitch that was high. And I'm watching it now to kind of describe it. A stolen base attempt and seeing if the guy was out or not, whatever. And the next thing you know, you turn around and Soler is swinging. Baseball guys have these, a little bit like basketball guys, in that they're back up and throwing punches. And, you know, it's not the best of fights, but bench clearing at least. But they throw these kind of wild, a little bit sissy punches maybe. Through it all, but they had words. I'm looking at it now. They had words because the guy it was kind of a wild pitch, and so the runner was stealing. So then those words. Then he charged the mound. So
who charged the mound?
Soler charged the mound against Lopez.
Okay.
One thing I tell you is, and they were flailing fights, and Lopez is kind of backing up and fighting at the same time. But then he kind of charges back in. I would say this: they don't throw good punches like Nolan Ryan, like stand your ground and have a great base, because they're all, you know, kind of backing up and throwing them. And swing from both sides. So you kind of got that. It wasn't a very good fight. And Soler gets tackled down. But anyway, no one, I would say a split decision or a draw in the fight. But the Braves didn't win the game.
Oh, man. What do you think? Here's my thing. If this is going to happen, if you're going to have a bench clearing brawl,
yeah,
get your money's worth for it at least.
Yeah, I would go in and tackle.
Yeah. That's a good play.
And then fighting on the ground is different than standing up. I'm not the most experienced fighter in the world, but you go kind of get them on the ground there a little bit. The other thing is, I think that Major League Baseball could stop this if they wanted to. I think they kind of like it a little bit.
Well, here we are talking about it.
Right.
Add some intrigue.
Right. It's really the first sports thing we talked about today. With that said, I don't like it. I am a sportsmanship guy. And it was put in my head at a very early age about sportsmanship. I always won the sportsmanship award in our little league at 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old. Like, I was the first guy to practice, last guy to leave, the guy that loaded up the baseball bats. The guy took it to the coaches. You know, the guy was always shaking hands. It's about sportsmanship. And now, in my advanced age, I play golf, which we're about sportsmanship.
Let me ask you this. Do you think in hockey, where it's a much bigger part of the actual game, how do you feel about that?
All right. I don't like it in hockey either. I think it sends a bad message to kids. Kids watch. When I watch my 7-year-old, we go to baseball games all the time. Go to Clemson games. We watch rec games, whatever. And you know, major league games, whatever. We go to baseball games. And my son will watch the players. He watches their walk-ups and listen to walk-up songs. He's got a walk-up song now in his league. It's Cam Cannarella's DJ Cool song.
Cute.
Yeah. But so, like, how you walk to the plate, how, you know, tap the plate, tap your shoes, where you spit, you know, and that kind of stuff. He watches all that. And I just think it just sends a terrible message. Now, I'll say this. I've never been to a game where there was a brawl with my son because I don't want him thinking that's what we do. And he plays the video game, the show, and they don't fight on it. Thank goodness. So, but I just think it sends a bad, bad message. And I don't even like it in hockey. A lot of people say, look, you're policing the game. I get all that. But there's a way to police the game yourself without charging them out, without throwing. Now, the hard part is, do you protect the pitcher or do you protect the hitter? And if you just throw out a guy just for throwing inside, then that's a part of the game too. And how he – I think anybody – if you say you can't charge the mound, then the pitchers have a free run at it. If you say that you can't throw inside, then the hitters have a free run. I don't know how to do it, but I just don't like it. I think it's childish. I think it's barbaric, and I think it's that's not what we're here for. And on top of that, if I'm paying you $50 million and you're going up there breaking your wrist, I don't like it. Don't like it at all. So, anyway, Braves win 7-2 out in L.A. Rest of Major League Baseball, oh, by the way, Guardians double up Royals 2-1. Orioles double up White Sox 4-2. Mets get a walk-off in 10 against the D-backs. The Cubs destroy the Rays 9-2. Reds 3 runs in the top of the 10th beat the Marlins 6-3. Pirates down the Padres 7-1. It was the Red Sox, hey, getting on the board with a win, beating the Brewer crew 3-2. Redbirds over the Nationals 7-6 in 10. Yankees beat the A's 5-3. Dodgers 4-1 over the Blue Jays, another rematch of the World Series. Twins double up Tigers 4-2. Rangers get a 3-2 win over the Mariners. Rockies pound the Astros 5-1. And the Phillies shut out the Giants. I should say Giants shut out the Phillies 6-0. We had an interesting game last night, Ashby, in college baseball. So last night, College of Charleston at South Carolina. In this game, College of Charleston head coach Chad Holbrook used to be the head coach at South Carolina. And Monty Lee, South Carolina head coach, used to be the head coach at College of Charleston. And those two guys were on staff together with Ray Tanner. What happened last night? College of Charleston comes to Columbia and wins 6-4. So, not good. Clemson was off last night, as you know, coming back, making their way back from the West Coast. But rest of college baseball from last night in the ACC. We have computer problems today, oh, by the way, and we'll get those straightened out. In the ACC, Florida State dropped to Florida 4-3. It was North Carolina 8-4 win over Charlotte. Tar Heels come to Clemson this weekend. Miami down Florida International 9-7. Coastal went to Wake Forest, got a 2-1 win. Coastal's ranked 11th now. Liberty, my Liberty Flames. I'm a huge Liberty Flame fan. Great win last night. Bradley Leacroy beating Virginia Tech 11-4. James Madison over Virginia, 8-7. NC State beat UNC Wilmington, 7-4. Georgia Tech, 11-4 over Kennesaw State. East Carolina down Duke, 8-6. It was Boston College, 11-1 victory over Massachusetts. Boston College is ranked in baseball at this point. And Kentucky doubles up Louisville, a rivalry game there, 4-2. Told you SEC, Gamecocks lose 6-4 at home to College of Charleston. Georgia pounded PC last night, 28-3. Tennessee 12-6 over Northern Kentucky. It was Mississippi State 5-3 over UAB. Auburn got crushed last night by Jacksonville State. Run ruled 15-4. Arkansas 7-0 over Little Rock. Vanderbilt shut out Eastern Kentucky 3-0. It was Bama 16-2 and 7 over Samford. A&M lost to Texas State. Texas State's good. They beat A&M last night 9-8. Missouri over Missouri State 5-2. And LSU lost to Bethune-Cookman 10-7 last night. LSU fell to 22-12 and 6-6 in the SEC. Ole Miss 11-1 over Alcorn State, and Texas pounded Incarnate Word 16-4. Masters par 3 contest is today. We'll talk about that. We'll get your thoughts on, have you been to Augusta yet? Are you going? Got a lot of Augusta talk. Beautiful weather once again. I'll give you that update. And I have tee times for Augusta National to talk about. So all that and more coming up. Hey, our great friends over at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com. It's 1 week I remember telling you that in January we're gonna blink our eyes twice, and then we'll be singing the old pop song. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. 1 week till you got to do your taxes. Till they had to be done. So make that appointment. Walk in. Walk in's welcome. Drop them off. Get them done. Wait no longer. It's our great friends, Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. We'll take a short break. When we do, segment two with One Shining Moment and Ashby Mixon right after this.
At PhD Weight Loss, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team, they treat unwanted weight as a symptom and not the main problem. And that's different from a lot of other things you might try. I saw that when I went to PhD. I was just looking at numbers on a scale. And listen, the numbers matter, but it's not the whole ball of wax because you don't have a weight problem. You have a body that's in survival mode. So the medications and the fad diets, the apps, even the GLP-1 drugs that are useful and helpful for a lot of people, they're not really addressing the important things like metabolism and hormones and stress response. And when you address those, that's when you get the lasting health and the lasting weight loss. They're not just helping you lose weight. They're helping you increase health span and extend longevity. Right now, call PhD Weight Loss. Mention Qualk. You'll get 2 weeks free in the program, and they're going to pay for your food. That's a $1,500 value completely free, which is just crazy. Call 864-644-1900 and mention Qualk. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
The Bojangler is back and introducing the new Bojangler Deluxe, Alaskan Pollock Fish Filet topped with Bo's famous seasoning and tons of flavor. Try them both today. It's Bo time.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation, and if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Bold, dramatic, show-stopping designer pieces from Turner's Jewelers are bound to astound and draw all eyes to you. From Pandora to Rolex and so much more, your favorite brands are waiting for you to wow loved ones or accent your own wardrobe or become the designer yourself. Work with our expert team to custom build captivating jewelry. When it's time to make a statement, visit turnersjewelers.com or our store in Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customized versatile one- and two-story home plans with luxury design selections in our 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens this year, and there will be natural trails winding through towering hardwoods. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Spring is in the air and Aleve's long-lasting pain relief is here to keep you moving. The days are longer and the flowers are blooming. Whether it's gardening, yard work, or just spending more time outdoors, spring is a way of getting us moving despite any body pain. That's where Aleve can keep you going. With just one dose, Aleve gives you long-lasting body pain relief for up to 12 hours. From sunup to sundown, Aleve's got your back. Try Aleve. Use as directed for minor aches and pains.
If it matters, we're talking about it.
Like it matters?
Oh, it matters.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Ball is tipped, and there you are. You're running for your life.
you're a shooting star. And all the
can't wait for this segment. This is going to be fun. I'm going to offend some folks here, as I've already done this morning. People are already mad at me for saying that fighting is wrong. Anyway, I'll die on that hill, though. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Engineer Sleep at EngineerSleep.com. Two brand new Duo mattresses right now. How about that? So they continue to do bigger and better and more affordable. They continue to do it all, and we love it. We love our great friends over at Engineer Sleep, 333 North Pleasantwood Drive, 95,000 square foot building. Love what these people do. Love my mattress. I was able to get back on my in-laws. I slept on the bed one night and couch two nights. Needless to say, when I got back to the Engineer Sleep bed last night, I went to bed early and loved it and didn't want to get out. No offense, Ashby, but I could have stayed in there this morning a little bit longer. Might even catch a little afternoon siesta today. We love it. Hey, tell me about WCCP to get the special here for listeners. Local free delivery. Check them out at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. So great friends at Engineer Sleep, EngineerSleep.com. Segment two with Ashby Mixon.
All right, Mickey. We're going to talk about a story today.
All right.
Let me tell you a story.
All right.
Okay.
Love stories.
All right. The year, it's 1986.
All right.
We're in Michigan. There is a musician who's playing the piano at little bitty bars for fives and tens of people. Okay. Fives and tens.
All right.
He finishes one of his sets and is sitting at a bar, and there's a cute waitress in front of him. All right. And he's watching Larry Bird play. And he thinks to himself, man, the only way I'm going to get the attention of this waitress is if I write a song. She's not going to give me any time of day.
That's a great gift to have.
Right? Can you imagine being able to be like, yeah, I could write this girl a song. Anyway, so he sits there and he's watching Larry Bird just, I mean, obliterate some poor team. And writes the chorus to One Shining Moment about Larry Bird.
How about that? Now, she thought it was about her?
No, the waitress wouldn't give him the time of day, so don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
All right.
He passes this off to his sports writer friend. Sports writer friend gets it to CBS, and this guy, David Barry, gets a call that says, hey, we want to use this song for the Super Bowl, 1986. And so he gets flown out to the Super Bowl. He's so excited. He's told everybody, probably told the waitress, hey, they're going to play my song at the Super Bowl. And the postgame goes long and it never gets played.
No!
Okay. So then...
I don't know, how are you compensated for that? Because it didn't play. They're going to pay you for it? How's that work? Like, there's a lot in there.
That's a good question. I know he got to go to the Super Bowl from it.
Right.
So at least he got that.
Was he going to perform it at the Super Bowl? Do we know?
It was, yes, it was his recording. They were going to do the montage just like how they do with March Madness. But they didn't play it. He's devastated. He has to go tell all his friends, I promise I didn't lie about this song. And then he gets a call from a producer at CBS Sports that says, hey, we want to use it for March Madness. 38 years later, it's been played every year. I think three or four different singers, Luther Vandross since 2002.
Teddy Pendergrass.
Yes, sir.
Luther Vandross.
The OG.
Man, so now let me ask, do you like it?
I love it, Mickey.
All right. Let me tell you, I don't know to the extent that you love it.
Tell me.
My guess is that you're still in second place. William Quackenbush did this thing one time on my show, which... when he was producing it many years ago, and he talks about how he can't go to bed until he sees it, whatever, until he hears it, sees it, and he gets, he tears up.
Same.
You tear up.
I like tear
you,
up every
you well up over
year.
It. The highlight package is behind it, right?
Yes.
All right. And is it the words? Is it the saying goodbye to a season? Is it just the nostalgia of the song, the history of the song? What wells the eyes?
I think it's a combination, right?
All right.
Number one, for myself and definitely for William Quackenbush, we've watched a lot of basketball in a given season, and especially in the last 2 weeks.
Right.
Right? And you felt all the emotions. You felt Michigan winning and what that took. You felt, you know, Duke getting beat on a buzzer beater. You felt all these big-time moments. And to kind of see them encapsulated in that three-minute segment – along with the joy, the tears, the, you know, kids playing the horns and the band, the mascots, like all of that together. I think it's such a celebration of basketball, of sportsmanship, and I don't know, it really does something to me, Mickey. Really does.
It's amazing that we have different traditions that start up and how they get started.
Yes.
The one that I told you I don't like now is I don't like the idea that you get these brackets and then some guy takes his team's name and they put it up on the board and the guys go crazy like, oh, we don't know who won. Who won? Who won? Was it us? It was us. Yeah, our name's up there. Like, that's cheesy to me. I find one shiny moment cheesy.
Okay.
It is cheesy. Yeah, it is cheesy. But it's okay to embrace cheesy, too. To the point where, like, with my wife, I do and say a lot of cheesy things. And I think she realizes that about 95% of it is, you know, me understanding that it's cheesy and still going with it to get the cheesy response.
Yes, because this was a song that was written in 1986.
Yeah.
And in today's day and age where college sports is so different than it was back then, there are very, very few similarities. To have something like that that still embodies the heart of it this many years later, yeah, it's cheesy, but yeah, it's really cool. And I think people are scared to be cheesy today. And sometimes that's what works and that's what is meaningful.
Have you ever cut down nets?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Man, I wish.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay, tell me.
Yes. It's a long story, and I got in a little bit of trouble for doing it. I will tell you the best net cutting story to have, though.
Okay.
This is a much better story, by the way. My story's not that great. This is a better story. That my... we're watching the ACC tournament.
Okay.
And I'm at my aunt's house, and I've got a cousin. I got two cousins from on that side. And the boy is probably 4 or 5.
Okay.
And about 20 minutes after the ACC tournament, we can't find him anywhere. And like, Will, where are you? Where's Will? Oh, my goodness. We go back. He's in his room, and he's got a stool out, and he's got scissors, and he's cutting down his Nerf gold nets. That's hard because there's no replacement Nerf gold nets. Like, normally you go to a sporting goods store and you get nets.
That's so awesome.
Oh, it is awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. And that said, he, you know, but his mom's mad because he's got scissors set up on this wobbly chair. You know, and he survived. So that's one thing.
I survived cutting down Nerf nets.
I think cutting down nets are cool. I think that's a cool tradition.
It's such a cool tradition. Yeah. And
now they do it safely because they have ladders. But in the old days, you would get on the shoulders of your teammates in college basketball.
Okay, here's a question. What all do you think that they should cut down nets for? National championship, conference championship, regular season championship? I think some people do
Clemson did it once. Clemson won the regular season under Cliff Ellis, and they cut the nets down the regular season. I don't think you do it for regular season.
I don't think so either.
How about banners?
Yes. I'm going to say yes to banners.
Okay. For regular season, yes. For national championship, you do for sure. Final fours, you do. Do you do Elite Eight banners, Sweet 16 banners? A lot of that depends on the level of your program.
If I'm going to say for Clemson,
yeah,
yes.
For North Carolina, no.
For North Carolina, no.
Because it'd be too crowded. It's crowded up there anyway. It's like the Celtics. Like, he's got way too many banners up there. And that's kind of take away from it. Like, if you got 8 banners, that's one thing. If you've got 38 banners, like, I don't have time. Like, it's not that special. How special could it be? You know?
That's how I feel about cutting down nets, too. It's like, if you're a team that's really dominant in your conference and you're winning the regular season every year, then why are you celebrating that?
To this point, when you go to Yankee Stadium, they don't have 19, 21, 23, 25, 29. They don't have that up there. They just have 27-time world champion. And there's no pennant winning numbers. You won't find how many pennants they've won. You won't find how many division titles they have, how many playoff appearances. There's none of that. It just says 27-time world champion.
Which, honestly, that has a different level of, like, swag to it when you don't even have to say all your championships.
Right, right.
That's pretty – I don't know. I think the cutoff is, like – I'm going to say, like, 10. I think after 10, start saying that.
Because, you know, at a certain point in time, like, you run out of space. I tell you this, though, last time I went to Georgia, I was disappointed because you had, they had a couple of Heisman Trophy winners, and some at the time they had one or two national championships. Now they got more than that, but they didn't have any of that signage up around the stadium. I'm like, if you do win, you have to put something up there. Like if you are the New Orleans Pelicans and you hadn't won a championship, then you got nothing. And so that looks terrible. So like you go to Georgia football at the time, I'm sure they've changed it now. You got some signage. Now South Carolina's got the other thing. South Carolina has no tradition. They won one ACC championship, one conference championship in 1969. But around their stadium, they're putting up all-time leading passer Todd Ellis, all-time leading rusher George Rogers, all-time like, what? Like you don't want to put your did he win the Heisman? George Rogers won the Heisman. Put him a Heisman thing up there and put that on the facade.
Right.
And put your 69 ACC championship up, but you don't put your leading receiver's name up on the, like, if you want to put him in a Ring of Honor or retired jersey stuff, yeah, but not just because he was your leading receiver. We got leading tackler, leading sack guy, what leading best field goal kicker, most points scored. I got all that stuff up. I was like, what? You don't put that up there.
Man, when you got a lot of space to fill.
That's true. They have less space now, though, because at Williams-Brice, they had the whirlybirds over there, the spiraling staircases. Those are gone. So they're taking those out with their new renovation through all of that. Do you like – what's better, cutting down nets or tearing down goalposts? Do you like tearing down goalposts?
I think nets is cooler.
Yeah. You can't tear down goalposts anymore because they all have electric goalposts now.
Yeah, I think the cutting down nets is more iconic.
Yeah.
In my – like, that's just a known thing. Everybody's going to do it, and it's kind of preserved. The goalpost thing – it's
dangerous.
Definitely cool, but I don't know. Did you see the when Vanderbilt won? I think they beat Alabama, and they carried the goalpost all the way through downtown Nashville.
Oh yeah, yeah, they do that. And Tennessee did it one time. They beat Alabama. They threw it in the river.
Yes, yeah, that's pretty great.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen goalposts turned down before, or torn down before, but it's a dangerous ordeal. Seeing it now, I'll tell you quickly before we take a break. NC State and East Carolina have done it, but they've done it on the opposing team's field. So when East Carolina won in Carter Finley and Raleigh, they stormed the field and tore down NC State's goalpost. And NC State, they went over Dowdy Fickell in Greenville, North Carolina, and they stormed the field. They tore down their goalpost. Now, that's something that should never happen when the opposing team tears down your goalpost. Baseball, we don't really have that, do we? By the way, one other quick thing. We'll talk about this one day. The best trophies in sports, because I like the baseball trophy with all the flags of the teams and all that.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I tell you what makes the very best trophy.
Okay.
Is in basketball, whenever you win something, your conference championship, tournament championship, whatever it might be, and then you hang the net over the trophy.
That's cool. That's iconic,
right?
So cool.
Yeah.
That's why cutting down the nets is the best tradition.
Yes. 89-62 makes a good point. Cut down the net and the school is out of $20. A field goal post go down and it's a massive expense. That's right. Not to mention that somebody could actually, the thing pop back up and pop somebody in the head, and then you got lawsuits and all that kind of stuff.
Somebody's getting sued.
I think the days of tearing down goalposts are over, though. Again, I think we got the mechanical goalposts now that take them down, got security around there and all those kind of things. I think those days are kind of over, at least. So one shining moment, a thumbs up for you.
It is the – I'm going to give it two thumbs up, A+, all the above.
I'm going to go thumbs down.
Oh,
cheese
no,
factory.
Mickey.
Cheese whiz.
That's what makes it
cheese
great.
Factory. Who's more cheesy in your relationship, you or your boyfriend?
My boyfriend.
He's cheesy? Is he a romantic guy?
Yeah.
All right.
More than me.
All right. And so you make fun of that, though. You got to have fun with that. I'm that way around my wife. My wife, I told you my wife's a dried up lady. I try to do something, play a song. Now, I can get in her feels every once in a while. Like, I'll play a song, but it's more about her kids, and, like, I can get her to well up a little bit, too. But around our house, like, I'm the cheese ball.
Yeah, he'll cry over a TV show.
Yeah.
But he would so make fun of me if we had this conversation about One Shining Moment. He'd be like, you need to pull it together.
Yes, yes. But it's amazing what it gets to there. Look. We were still in second place, though, because Quackenbush cries at a heavy dew. Like, was it partly cloudy today? Well, let me start crying.
He's done.
Yeah, yeah.
He's done.
Texas said, I was a student at Clemson when we beat Florida State in 2003, tore down the goalpost, and I was on the field carrying it out. It was on my shoulder. Then all of a sudden, it got moved to the top of my head, through my neck. Well, I thought my neck was going to snap, and I'll take the so I'll take the cut neck cutting through that.
Was it worth it, though? Like, yeah. Was that memory worth almost getting decapitated?
Well, can you imagine, like, being a mom and dad and sending your kid off to college, and you're watching the game, you're thinking, hey, let's watch Bobby's school play. And you look up, and there he is on top of a goalpost, on top of a crossbar.
Is that Bobby?
Yeah, is that son? Son, get out from there.
Son, we are playing $20,000 a year. What are we doing?
Yeah. Get out from there, buddy. Anyway, all right, I loved it. That was great. One shining moment. Do we have anything else? Any other songs in sports that are like that? Not fight songs, but like the Augusta music. We've got one up there. Do you see Masters music up there anywhere? On our hotkeys.
Whenever we let me work on it.
Yeah, whenever we hear Masters music, that's one. Hey, we do it in the show all the time, too. You know, we got a couple of main staples here that kind of gets a reaction out of some folks. So I can't talk about one shiny moment. You might win me over with that one. All right, short break. We'll come back. Let's open up phone lines. We'll have two open phone line segments before Dr. Martin. A lot going on in the sports world. Let's talk some Masters. We come back more after this.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at Quo.com/sports. That's Quo.com/sports to try Quo free. Quo.com/sports.
Turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15 and you could win up to $2,500 or play all 15 numbers and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Peace of mind is the greatest value we can offer. At Ben Mason Insurance, we protect your future, not just your property. From auto to home, business to specialty vehicles, our team in Boiling Springs is committed to serving upstate families and businesses. Visit us at 188 Blaylock Road or call 864-578-7100. Let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust in place, the state will have control over your assets when you're gone. If this is something you haven't thought about yet, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your future and your family's security. David and his team specialize in creating the best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 86-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
Spring is in the air, and Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi have the bases covered with reliable, dependable, and affordable Takeuchi equipment. With convenient locations in the Carolinas and Georgia, Bennett's professional staff is always ready to help you knock your projects out of the park. Don't strike out with other brands that overpromise and underdeliver. Swing for the fences and find us on the web at BennettEquipment.com. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
The Roar. now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Greer Flooring. I'm meeting with Greer Flooring tomorrow. Matter of fact, Ashby, you'll get to meet the good folks from Greer Flooring tomorrow after the show. They're coming at 9 o'clock, and you and I will have our post-production meeting, and we'll cut a promo. Then we'll get with their Greer Flooring and learn more about Greer Flooring. And when I went over, this is who I am, Ashby. Like, I wear your ears out with questions. So we go over. It's supposed to be a 30-minute meeting with the GM over there, and we're an hour and a half into it. I'm still asking questions about installation teams and how that works. And the technology of carpets and area rugs, and the technology, the difference in some of the hardwoods and engineered woods and tiles and laminates and all this stuff that's going on. So I'll learn more about what they're doing. Can't wait. Should be a great time. That's coming up tomorrow. So I'll be able to tell you on Friday a little bit more through all that. So that's good news. And looking forward to telling you more about the residential, the commercial, how it's the best in the business, all those great products. We know that already. So if you're in the Greer side, the Spartanburg side of our listening audience today, that's your hometown, the long time, 33, 34, 35 years of being in Greer. And now if you're in the Clemson, Anderson, the Lakes, the Powdersville side of things over here, then come right here to Easley and see these good folks. Greer Flooring Center, check those good folks out. Masters tee times. I want to hear from you. Have you gone to the Masters yet this week? What was the experience like? I have tee times. Today's a par 3 tournament. We had the Champions Dinner last night. Speaking of traditions, there is no other sporting event that has the number of traditions that Augusta National has and the Masters have.
That's what makes it the Masters.
Yes, and the respect for history. But at the same time, they're very forward-thinking and with their technology part of it. Have you been to Augusta National yet?
No, it's a dream of mine.
All right. You're going to go one day, and I'll just tell you this. Are you a golf fan at all?
Yes.
You care anything about it? Okay. For golf fans, you'll love that. But you don't have to be a golf fan. Matter of fact, I've gone many times with people who don't watch golf, never played golf, and they still have the great time there. But thinking of the traditions, we just talked about cutting down the nets, and I had a texter saying running down the hill or the hedges or 2001, the favorites of all that stuff. Think about it at Augusta National. You got Amen Corner. You got the iconic flag and pin. The map and flags out in front of the facilities now. Do you know about the secret tunnels at Augusta National?
No.
We'll talk about that. Oh, there's secret tunnels there supposedly. Oh, yeah, you've got all that. But you've got Amen Corner. And you've got the Green Jacket. And you've got Butler Cabin. And you've got the par 3 tournament now. I mean, all these things that don't happen in other places. I mean, we have other trophies. Matter of fact, the Masters trophy really isn't an iconic part there because the trophy is the Green Jacket and the traditions of the Green Jacket.
Where do you think the Green Jacket ranks in terms of things to have gotten in sports? Like, is that number one, you think? Like, with the Heisman Trophy, is it up there?
Yeah, I think that depends on your... you know, the individual.
Okay.
As a golfer.
Sure. To you.
To me, the Green Jacket. And again, I was so fortunate as a kid, we would go all the time. Because, you know, I mentioned on the air the other day that when we go, it's like $10. You pay us a little paper ticket and you just pay at the gate and get in. So that's one thing. But just like the memories I have around there, it would mean more to me, the Green Jacket would, than say the Heisman Trophy. Because, man, as a kid, I wouldn't saw Arnold Palmer. And Jack Nicklaus, you know, make their way around Augusta National. So I saw Sam Snead play Augusta National. So that would mean an awful lot to you. I mean, the claret jug might be the best of the trophies, but the Green Jacket, in golf, that is, in golf. But no, I mean, the Heisman Trophy would certainly be a dream for a lot of folks. I think I passed my prime on both of those, though. I don't think there's any chance that those dreams, you know, like I don't even dream about those things anymore. But the Masters, and there's so many of those traditions, the Sarazen Bridge and the Hogan Bridge and the things that that you just, the iconic views, the iconic holes, the iconic, I mean, the shots and the history that we can always know it. I tell you, one of the things about Augusta is that there's so many things that the average golf fan knows about, and there's so many that they don't know about, and we learn stuff every single year from all these players about it, which is pretty cool. But the other part of it is one of the other parts of it is that there's on every hole just about you can remember a shot, like Louis Oosthuizen's double eagle at number two. Whenever you watch number two, you go, "Oh man, I remember when Louis Oosthuizen made two here," or you know, you go down to the 11th hole, you remember. You know, Bubba Watson's shot at 10, or Nick Faldo's putt at 11, or Larry Mize's chip in at 11, or Jordan Spieth rinsing it at 12, or Curtis Strange rinsing it at 13. Like all these things, Ballesteros hitting the water at 15. Like every one of these holes, there's some sort of iconic moment. Tiger Woods chipping in at 17. I mean, 16. You know, Jack Nicklaus's putt at 17. Like there's all these historical things that happened. And I used to joke years ago on the show that every year, this is back when, and it's kind of toned down a little bit lately because we've had some blowouts and runaways. But there was a time there where I used to joke on the show, I don't know who writes the scripts and how they get those remote control balls to do all that and how they edit it out and make it look like it's live. But this is obviously written by Hollywood. Like, this isn't live sports.
Can't be.
There's no way that could really happen and that guy could hit that shot at that time. So how do they get that remote control ball to do that? How do they get Tiger Woods' ball with the Nike logo to hang on the lip and then fall in? Like, who wrote the script that it was going to be 16? And how do they edit that out before it got live on my television?
And what Nike rep was sitting there saying,
right,
man, my dream came true.
Right. Like, but that's how good it was for the long, and it still is. But when you had that kind of drama and that kind of playoffs, and we still, you know, Roy last year.
Oh, that was up there for me in Masters moments. Yeah. Just the whole story of it, him walking back, like rubbing his head, crying. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and how he collapsed. He had it, then he collapsed, and he came back, and all that. Just the and I don't want to be too melodramatic, but like
the drama.
Yes. But the arc of, hey, I'm starting here, I'm on top of the world, I fall, but then I make it back. Like, just how the three-act Shakespearean play. Like, we get that all the time, and so how do we, like, that? But that's life. And it's just, you know, how do you overcome the adversity, the villain? What does the villain say about it? The antagonist, what does he say about it? What does the hero come in and save the day? Like, that's all Augusta was for years and still is. Years and years and years. If you're not a golf fan, you think I'm going to sound like an idiot right now. But golf fans are going, yes, but, yes, 100%.
But somewhere William Quackenbush is crying.
He's always
crying. I
know
that for sure. He brought a tear to his eye. That's he brought right. up Shakespeare.
That's right. So, yeah, I mean, it was, you get that and you get it all the time. Texture 5465 says, thrill show was at the women's amateur at Augusta this past weekend. Beautiful. I want to know, 5465, tell me, was that your first time there? One of my favorite things to do, and again, now let me do the math on this thing.
Let's do it.
I think I went for the first time in 76. I was 8 years old. And I know I was there in 77, 78, 79, throw that. And then, again, I told this on the air before, but bear with me. So my dad was in the car business. We'd always have some sort of tickets. And tickets weren't hard to get then. I told you, during practice rounds, you would walk up and you get a $10 ticket. And you pay for it. And there's a little tear-off tab thing to put around. And, I mean, you just stand in line and you get your ticket. And now it's $2,500 for $3,500 for a badge. Now, we looked on StubHub the other day, $55,000.
Oh, my gosh.
My sister went to Map and Flag the other day. She got invited. A Map and Flag is your like entertainment area that they have there. For tickets to get in there, $17,000 for the week. Now she got invited. It wasn't hers. But the point is that all that's changed. The whole thing's changed. And now nobody invites me because nobody wants to give up $2,000. I told you before, I got many friends at $200. You should sell for $200, right? And for $200, I had a lot of friends that go, I'd rather take Mickey. It's worth $200 to me to take Mickey and invite him. We go down every year. Now at $10, it was every, I mean, so we'd go three or four times a week. two to three, not three or four. That's not right. One to three times we would go. I've never been four times in a week. But we, so we go a lot. Now at $2,500, $3,500, nobody on earth wants to spend a day with me rather than have $2,500
Mickey,
including my wife and kids.
How does it feel to know that there is a price for how much you're valued, and it's somewhere between $200 and under $2,500?
Oh, I know that. But I just, you know, look, and here's the thing. I don't know a whole lot of people on earth I'd rather spend a day with rather than that. Texas got Berkman's tomorrow. How did you get, this is from 8572, how did you get Berkman's passes? Berkman's place is the members have a special area there, and they got unbelievable food. That's where my buddy goes every year to Berkman's place, hangs out with Lynn Swann, Condi Rice. He shares drinks with Lynn Swann. Like, how do you get to that one? Both those are members, by the way. Anyway, so my point through all that is one of my favorite things to do is to take a newbie down. Because, and now it's a little bit different because you come in, you used to be able to come in the main gate and you come emerge right there and you see the whole golf course at once. Now they rerouted you a little bit different, so it's a little bit different. But when the new person that goes in and they see the golf course for the first time, and you walk out and it's a massive golf course, by the way. And you're looking out at these rolling hills and the beauty of it, how green it is, and people go like, is this heaven? There's nothing better than taking a first-timer.
Where are the pearly gates? Be honest.
Yes.
Where are you hiding them?
Yes. There's nothing better than that. Texas, one of my suppliers, gives it to us every year. Well, 8572, friend, of all the things I've done for you for hosting this show all these years, I could think of no better way of paying me back than taking me to Berkman's place. I've never been to Berkman's place, so maybe you can do that. Anyway, my sister said Map and Pen were Map and Flag. That it was good but not great. Food was great, but it's too far from it. So I think I don't think they've done a whole lot with that one. But anyway, I think Berkman's place is obviously the better of the two there. So 8572, you can prove me wrong when I say that no one would rather spend the day with me at Augusta National than have $2,500 in your pocket. Now, Berkman's place you could sell for $10,000 or something, $5,000 or something.
I am maybe on the other side of this break. I'm about to look up how much they do in merch and food sales.
Good luck trying to find it. They don't publish that. You don't know what they make from CBS. And here's another thing, Ashby. Think about this. They turn down hundreds of millions of dollars a year because they don't sell the merch online.
Yep. Because they're keeping the tradition.
Yes. They keep it. The demand is high because of that. The other thing we'll do is we'll give you an update on StubHub tickets for today, for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the Thursday through Sunday badge. And then I'll ask you, think about this. The one sporting event that if you could pick one, all right, if you could pick one where you want to go, and then the other one is, what's the most you think you'll ever pay in your lifetime? You're young. Inflation's high, and it's only going to get worse. So give me the sporting event, the matchup, whatever it might be, and how much you'd pay, the venue, and the most you could ever see yourself paying for a ticket.
Oh, this right. is great.
This is going to be a good segment.
This is a great question.
Yeah, it's going to be a good segment. All right, let's take a short break. Hey, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark, Amanda, the awesome team can help you out. They'd love to help you out. It's Prime Lending. These people, I've done my last two mortgages, and I don't know, maybe my last one ever, or I might do more. If I do, it'll be with Prime Lending. I love Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let them help you out. You're going to absolutely love Prime Lending. It's Prime Lending in this website, the lowest rates, their expertise. They do an amazing job. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. The one event you think you'd pay the most for, and how much would you pay? So let's think about that. We'll take some phone calls. Delvin Howe, hang on. I'm coming to you. Hour number two kicking off right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
The strongest connections are made right here at home. Since 2020, Upcountry Fiber has been a neighbor you can count on. With the fastest, most reliable internet in the upstate and a local team ready to assist when you need us. Switch today for smoother streaming, seamless remote work, and as a thank you for joining us, enjoy a complimentary speed increase for 12 months. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year-of-internet to learn more. Terms and conditions apply.
Since 1986, Yoder's Building Services has built